On this episode of the show, first we look at our recent photos, and then we talk about Reheld, the new app from the folks at Reflex. And stay tuned for an interview with Salvatore DeAngelis, the coder behind the Reflex apps, Reflex, Reexpose, and the new Reheld app. He's going to hopefully answer some questions that people may have about the app. It's Monday, April 10th, and this is the iPhonography Podcast. I'm Greg McMillan, and I'm joined by my good buddy, Dave Podner. Hello, David.
Hey, Greg. How's it going?
It's going really good.
I think everything's fixed.
Yes. And we have warm weather. I know we always talk about the weather, but it's because it's changing and everything else. It was 20 degrees Celsius here today.
Ooh.
So that's like.
That's warm. That's about
70. I think that's around 70 or so degrees.
Yeah, it's close to 70. I just did a quick.
Yeah. Count. So, I mean, there was people walking around with shorts on.
Oh yeah. That shorts weather.
Oh, it was just beautiful.
You were definitely warmer than we were.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know what the rest of the week holds. I'll take a real quick look here. I know it's going to be boring people to smithereens, but you know what? It's
very going to be simple. Like that. You know what? You enjoy it. You get even one day like that. You just enjoy it.
It's going to be like that pretty much the rest of the week. So, yay, no more snow. I thought you know what? I got my summer tires put on the other day. And sure enough, a couple of days later, we had snow falling, but it was mild enough that it just melted, like, you know, nothing stayed anywhere. So
that's good.
But they were big snowflakes about the size of nickels.
Oh, wow. Those are impressive. And those are luckily the ones that you can actually take a photo of.
If it's cold enough, yeah. Yeah. But these were melting as soon as they hit, so I couldn't get pictures of them. But we are going to change things up just a little bit this episode. And we're going to cover our recent photos first. And then we're going to talk about Reheld. And stay tuned for the end of the show, because I'm going to play an interview that I'd had earlier today with Salvatore DeAngelis, who is the code writer for Reflex, Reexpose, and Reheld. And he's going to hopefully answer some questions that some people may have about this new app. So stay tuned for that. So, all right, well, let's just jump into it. We'll go one about here, Dave, and we'll start with your first one, which it's actually, I was quite impressed with this one.
Yeah, I'm really happy with the way this turned out. Just because, as we talked about in the last full episode, moonshots are really hard on the iPhone.
Yeah.
And now it helps if you take it during the day, because you don't have the contrast issues with the very bright moon with a dark background. Mm-hmm. And I just happened to be walking around and the moon was just framed by this tree that's in bloom.
Yeah. And it's just starting to blossom a bit.
Yep. Exactly. So now this, we talked also about, you can take some iPhone pictures and blow them up and make, this is not one that will look good blown up because I had to do some pretty high zoom to kind of get this frame correctly.
But it looks a little like an oil painting,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's one of those things that this is an advantage of smartphone photography, is that you're just walking around. You're not planning necessarily taking any pictures. Literally, I was looking up the road to make sure that no one was driving down it as I was crossing the street. And as I'm crossing the street, I just happened to notice the moon just in between the branches. And I'm like, I love the framing of that.
Yeah.
So I crossed the street, took the phone out, made sure no one was coming, went out because I was kind of in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm.
Was safe. Please be safe, people. Took the shot and did the editing after the fact.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is kind of, I hate to say, you kind of have to do that, but yeah.
You know, but I'm looking at the thumbnail on my screen, and folks, if you look at your phone, you'll see it on your screen. It looks really neat at a small scale. And like you said, it's not one you want to blow up. But even when I go full screen on it on my computer, it actually looks pretty cool. It looks, like I say, all the buds on the tree and the branches and all that stuff, it looks very much like an oil painting. And you could get away with doing this at a larger scale on canvas.
Yeah, because you're getting the texture and the oil.
Yeah, yeah, you really could. So, I mean, hey, there's you know, it's not so bad after all, I don't think.
Oh, no.
So, you know, it's a pretty good one. So, okay. So that would obviously with the telephoto, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was kind of looking into it here. Yeah. This telephoto, with the built-in camera.
Mm-hmm.
I did some editing. This is going to be kind of weird on Google Photos.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because they did upgrade their editing inside of Google Photos, because it seems like they're ignoring Snapseed.
Oh yeah, that's
goes which without is a shame. Saying. Yeah, yeah, which is a shame. Is. But a lot of the editing that used to be heavy in Snapseed, they're trying to do it in Google Photos now, which I understand from a corporate reason they're doing it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, you know, to have Google Snapseed, you don't need to have an account.
Right.
Google Photos, you do. And it takes up storage. And they can do searching on it. And, you know, I trust Google enough. I trust Google as much as I do any other tech company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think they're going to do anything horribly underhanded with my photos, per se.
Well, you know, no.
It's not any worse than anyone else.
Yeah.
I'm not paranoid. But it is a way that they're saying, well, if you sign up for Google Photos, we have all, because a lot of their magic editing, which they touted like on the Pixel, is now available in Google Photos.
Oh, okay.
Like you can actually say, oh, edit the sky, and you can do different filters for sky only, or you can do their magic erase, which they have on the Pixel inside of Google Photos. I was using it as a secondary backup.
Can you fix a blurry image?
I don't know if you can do that per se. There's edits you can do that may help with a blur, but I don't know. They do have certain suggestions and enhancements, which it'll do.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Tools. They have, magic eraser, work on the sky. They have an HDR.
I mean, they're not going to put everything in Google Photos that you can do on the Pixel 7 because they want to sell phones.
To a point. The only reason I say to a point is Google's out there. Remember, Google would like to sell phones, but they rather have you in their ecosystem. They make a lot more money from the ecosystem than they do selling phones, unlike Apple.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's, if you look at it, like I said, it does have that magic eraser they talk about. It has a sky adjust. It has different adjustments, your basic adjustment type things. There's even one for blue tone for the sky.
Oh, they
have different filters. Yeah, they have different. They have tons of filters in here. Black and white filters, things that look old time pictures, photos. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. But yeah, I mean, I could see, you know, some of the Snapseed things porting over to Google Photos. And like you say, it's probably a business decision. And it's no secret that Snapseed has been neglected. Because if you look on the entry in the App Store, it hasn't been updated in over a year. So, you know, no surprise there. But that's interesting that, you know, you did the edit in Google Photos. It looks good. It does. Yeah. It looks good. So my first one. Now, did you switch it out when I sent it to you there?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So we were out walking the dog the other day, and it was a nice sunny day, and I saw these crocuses on this lawn, And I just happened to have my reflex long range macro in my pocket. And I thought, okay, well, I'm going to, well, actually what caught my eye first was a couple of bees floating around, you know, these crocuses and gathering nectar and whatever, and, or pollen. And I got a video, a slow motion video of this bee. It looked like he was wrestling with the stamen of the crocus. But this is one of the still shots I took. And I just, you know, you know what? Another thing that I've recently purchased, and I can show you, Dave, on the screen here, is it's a Kimmick one axis gimbal.
Oh.
This thing is dirt cheap compared to, you know, Osmo and all those other ones.
Mm-hmm.
You won't guess how much I paid for it on Amazon.
15?
Well, not that cheap.
Okay. Well, it's hard to tell.
40
bucks.
I don't
know how much. Oh, that's a good price. Yeah. So, especially, yeah, gimbal. Yeah. This isn't just a handheld, but if it's got the gimbal part, that'll.
Yeah. Like this, yeah. This part here folds up and you put the phone in, and it's, I'll put a link to the show notes in, for this thing. It was really cheap compared to, you know, the better three axis gimbals and whatnot, but it does the trick. And anyway, so I had my phone on there when I was doing the video of the bees, and I thought, okay, well, and it has a button on there. I know it works with the Apple camera app. It does not work with Reflex. I haven't tried it with any other third party app, but it has a button on there that you just hit it and it takes a shot for you or starts and stops a video. And also there's a mode on there where it does the inception shot for video where it rotates
as, oh, okay.
You're,
okay.
as you're filming, which is kind of cool. But boy, oh boy, it's the cat's meow. And so anyway, I had the phone on the gimbal, and I was able to just put it right down by the ground and take a picture of this crocus, and, you know, did some editing in darkroom, and there it is. So, it's, you know, spring is sprung. That's what I call this one. That's what I've been titling it on Instagram and wherever else I put it. So,
oh, it's a beautiful purple color.
Yeah. Yeah. Too. And
especially
the crocus,
the contrast.
Yeah. Yeah. The crocus comes out in a lot of different colors. I've seen white, purple, maybe pink even, I'm not sure, but yeah, I do like the purple ones, especially. Yeah. The yellow stamen is a nice contrast to the purple. So
yeah, I'll say this. I didn't know how much gimbals cost.
Yeah.
Especially the DJI ones.
Oh yeah.
Now, admittedly, they're three axis, so
it's
a little different, but there's a three axis mirrorless gimbal, which I know isn't for iPhones per se, and sponsored, and it's $370, $400, and, you know.
Well, I also have a DJI Osmo Mobile 2 three axis gimbal, and when I used my iPhone XS Max in it, it's not so bad. Putting my 14 Pro Max in it, the phone is almost too big. The gimbal can hardly hold it up if I have a lens on the phone. And I also, like, I have a counterweight on the gimbal as well. I mean, I could probably get a heavier one, I guess, but it struggles to hold the phone level. And so, I mean, and I paid about $400 for that. I forget how many years ago, but whenever it came out, and now I hardly ever use it. One, because the stabilization in the new phone is really good, but two, now that I got this $40 one, it does what I need it to do. So it's pretty cool stuff.
Most definitely.
Yeah. So your second picture, I'm going to say you took this at about 1 minute after 8.
Well, I think you got close. I think you're close. It was later in the night. Let me actually I'll pull up the
Well, I'm looking at the clock in the picture.
Ah, you got me. You know what? I didn't even, you know, sometimes I'm dense and this is one of them. Yeah. So this is the old railroad station down in Verona, which is kind of one town over. Now there's no passenger trains, but there's still freight trains and mm-hmm. various other things that go by. You can see in the background, but this is, like I said, at 8 o'clock at night. So things are just going down, and the structures used is like a, sometimes they'll have like movie night out there or different things happening. So to use it as a little gathering. And some of the evergreen, most of the trees are pretty much sticks still.
Yeah.
But the evergreens are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just at sunset and facing west. And I just liked the way that the trees kind of were framed by the station and on the actual hill behind it.
Yeah.
That's across the river. So the hill behind it, where that's actually across the river, you can mm-hmm. see the outline of all the trees without their leaves yet.
Yeah. Yeah. It looks pretty cool.
The background.
There's so many layers to this image.
Yeah.
From right from the bottom to the top, you've got, you know, at the bottom, you've got the street. And then just above that, you have the, it looks like a sitting area. And between that and the train itself, you have a row of trees. Then you got the train. And then you have some bigger evergreen trees. And then behind that, you see the hill with the trees on top of that, then the sky. Like, there's so many layers in this image that it gives it a ton of interest. And, my eyes just keep going all over it, really. So, pretty cool capture, really. Taken at 8:01 p.m.
8:01 p.m.
Yeah. It was like, if you're going to give this a title, you should call it 8:01.
One. I think I did like, and I honestly, anytime I title it, I do way too obvious and non-artistic. Something like railroad state, railroad platform at sunset type, something like that.
Oh yeah. More for reference than yeah. anything. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, I was also with the handheld from the reheld app. I was trying to look because between the day I download, it was released and mm-hmm. the show, I was like, okay, I'll see if I can get, there's some water. And if I can't, maybe I'll have a partly cloudy day instead of, it was either no clouds, like this day, there are mm-hmm. no clouds in the sky, or it was overcast 100%.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
just had a gray pall over everything mm-hmm. that there was no, I mean, you could take a long exposure. You can take a just a quick shot. The sky would look the same. It was just gray.
Yep. Yeah.
So I was on the lookout for something and was like, well, you know, that's a nice, you know, I had to run down at night and drop something off. It's like, oh, that's a really nice look, the way the sunset was there.
Yeah. 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 It's cool. Speaking of reheld, my next one was taken with reheld. This is a little creek that's, just in the local park. And, the spring runoff is running pretty good. And so the little waterfall is really rushing. And this was, I want to say about 15 seconds, I think, with reheld and handheld, of course, but I was resting my arms on a railing. But I thought I was going to be challenged with, you know, the sunlight. It was clear blue skies, of course. And, I thought I was going to be challenged by the contrast of the bright sunlight parts and the shadow parts, but boy, oh boy, it really did a good job. I didn't have to do a whole lot Like I did play with the contrast adjustments and things like that, like clarity and whatnot, highlights and shadows, but really not that much, because all I wanted to do was kind of get a balance between the highlights and the shadows, you know, so that they weren't too contrasty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think I, you know, moved the saturation up or the vibrance up a little bit to, get some of the lush greens to come out a bit. Like there's not many yet, but there's some along the top of the frame. And, but I was really surprised at how well it turned out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, it is that's a really nice photo, and the way that you can see the details in the logs.
Yeah.
While still, you know, with the water coming down and getting the spray, you know, the smooth water look, but mm-hmm. still picking up like details. And it's like the log on the bottom left, you can see some good detail there in terms of how you can see where it's kind of coming apart.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, we're going to talk about rehold after we're done looking at our pictures mm-hmm. here. So we won't get into too much of it right now, but yeah, it does a really good job at, you know, the fine details of the image, if it's done well, or if you're lucky, I guess you could say too. Yeah, we'll get into that after. But yeah, so that's my little creek that I shot with reheld. And now your last one is a reheld image too.
It is, yes. And this was just taken on a walk, and I have no idea what this structure is. it's by a new housing development that used to be a steel mill.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right in the river. So I don't know if it was maybe something that they dealt with barges that were coming up to the mills.
Yeah, maybe.
I know most of the mills did have barges that brought up coal and coke and various other raw materials to the barges. I mean, to the mills, that's why they were on the river. So it just could be something that is out there. It's not causing any issue and no one wants to deal with it. Mm-hmm. But the river was going at a decent pace. And I did use a fence to kind of steady myself.
Yeah. And that's yeah. more than okay with a shot yeah. like this for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So it not only that, you get a nice reflection in the river.
Yes, yes. Do you remember how long this was?
I want to say it wasn't too long, maybe 2 to 5 seconds, somewhere like that.
Yeah, okay.
And it got and it did pick up the water. The water's going from right to left.
And you can kind of get a sense of that, yeah.
Going around the actual posts that go into it, you can see the wake mm-hmm. of it going around. And it had a nice little, like a smoothing effect to the room.
Yeah. Yep. For sure.
To give it a nice reflection to it.
I don't know that a longer exposure would have made this any better. I think you nailed it with the, you know, let's just say anywhere from 2 to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, it still has a bit of a textured look on the surface, but yet it's smoothed out. And I think it does it well. And even the reflection of the trees in the background, like on the far bank, you can still see some of the details in the reflections of the trees, which is mm-hmm. really cool.
And you can see just a little bit of green on the hill, just a tidge in someone's yeah. front yard.
Yeah. Yeah. It's and the trees look like they might be budding a little bit. So
yeah, we're just starting. So yeah. In the next couple weeks, hopefully a lot more green.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Of course, that also means with pollen, we don't know what that's going to happen with the breathing, but still.
Oh, well, yeah. But I can't wait to get a bit more color back.
Yeah.
You know, we're starting to see a bit with flowers and stuff now. So, but that's a ripper shot, as Shane would say. And, you know, it looks really cool. My last one is, if I could find it, it is another reheld shot. And this is obviously cropped because it's like I'm not sure if it's a true 16x9, but it's pretty close. And it's on that same creek as the other one, but a little closer up. And I think this was with the, there's no EXIF data on the reheld images yet. You'll hear more about that from Salvo in the interview, but I think this might have been with the telephoto, and you know, again, leaning on a railing to really hold myself still, but I was pretty pleased with the detail that was in the log in the foreground. You know, nice smooth water flow. I think this was probably, you know, maybe 12 to 15 seconds. And I think all I did here was boost the saturation a bit to get the moss on the log at the top where the water is coming over it to bring that out a bit. And I think that was about it, really. But yeah, having a lot of fun with Reheld.
Oh, yeah. Now, let me ask you, because this is kind of like macro, is that you lose perspective, size perspective on an image. Do you remember how big the log slash stick was in the front, in the foreground?
Yes, it was about, I want to say, almost a foot in diameter.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it was a good size.
Okay, I would
maybe,
not
maybe not quite a foot, that. Maybe about maybe about 9 or 10 inches.
Still, that's I thought it, just looking at it, like I said, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah,
Just trying to guess because, like, on the is that the water beading on the right hand side? There's something that looks beady on the right hand side on the log.
I can't tell if it might be
water or.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what it is, to be honest with you. I don't think it's water beads. I think it's maybe some kind of growth or something like that.
Okay. Yeah. See, I thought that would be water beads, so I was trying to judge the size of the log based on that. But knowing that's a foot, those are no way water beads. That's way too
small. Yeah.
That'd be way too big.
Yeah. Like it's probably under a foot, but it's probably a good 9 to 10 inches in diameter. So it was a good sized log. And, you know, there was, as you see in the first picture, there was logs splattered all across the river. I would love to see somebody go in there and clean it up, but it's actually on private property. So I don't know if that'll ever happen, but yeah. So that's our recent pictures. So now we're going to, you know, just give our initial thoughts and impressions on Reheld. We've both been trying it out. What do you think, Dave?
You know, I think if people have realistic expectations of what it can do, you will be impressed. I like the fact that it gives you the 10 shots at no cost when you download it. And the cost is exceptionally reasonable. $2.99 for at least for the introductory. Now, I don't know how long that's going to last. And we don't know what it will be afterwards.
Yeah.
But $2.99 for a year, not for a month, because we see apps that are $2.99 a month that are similar, they have as much functionality as this does.
Yeah.
For a year, very reasonable. $7.99 for buy it and you're done. Really, really reasonable. Especially, you know, I think that like you were saying with the developers, they know what people are expecting when you subscribe.
They expect updates and things
and
like that.
And additional functionality. So that's always a good thing. And like I said, as long as if you're expecting a miracle, as in I can hold this with one hand and take a 30-second exposure and let's say for a waterfall, the non-water is going to be crystal clear and sharp and the water is going to be absolutely perfect. It's not going to do that. It can't do it. There's physics gets in the way. But if you're saying, okay, I'm going to hold this and brace myself, not necessarily a tripod, but like I said, there's a rock in front of you. You can kind of brace yourself on to keep yourself steady, or a wall or a fence. And it's going to take good photos. It's not going to take perfect photos, but one thing to remember is this thing's been out for less than a week.
Yeah, they haven't even put an update out yet.
Exactly. And even with beta testing and, you know, people having it early for testers, even if you get a lot of testers, we found out that you can find out from Apple and Microsoft and Google, you can have millions of beta testers until you get it out there in the wild with people trying it. That's when things break. So the thing that I hope is that the developers are taking the feedback, even the critical feedback, and people can have really harsh reviews, you know, really, really harsh reviews. Take that and don't try to take it personally, because I know that can be very hard. You know, you figure these guys, they, and this is, of course, not a huge team.
No, it's one guy writing the code.
Yeah. So it's not a matter of, well, I was involved with, let's say, building a plane and I built this bolt and someone's complaining about the seating. Well, that wasn't my thing. That basically, if you complain, it's like, I'm complaining about your work. And that's tough. So having, unfortunately, having to have a thick skin, you know, being a developer, saying, okay, these people's criticisms are, I don't want to say legitimate, because people have issues and everyone's issues legitimate, but this is enough to time and effort. This is such an edge case. We're sorry. You're either expecting too much or we'll get to it down the road, but I can't get to this. I'm going to have to focus on this.
Yeah.
And those, like I said, the matter of, okay, here's an update. We're going to fix this. We're going to fix this. Because I think right now the only, I would say it has two main competitors. That's the build an app using long exposure, which you're stuck with, you know, 3 seconds.
Right. Yeah.
So with this, you definitely can get more and you have more control. And the other one is Spectre, which I like Spectre. I think we both like it. But it's been a while since it's been updated with new features or the code base really being adjusted or information going back to it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying and, throw it away, but.
Yeah. And it's limited to 9 seconds, you know.
Right. Right. So you got 3, 5, or 9 seconds.
Yeah. And basically anything in between too, because if you want to stop the exposure anytime, you just hit the button again. But and the same with Reheld. But I mean, you know, it's new, it's fresh, it's you know, I don't wanna give everything away that Salvo talked about in the interview that's coming up. But you know, it's I mean, not everybody's going to like it. That's fine. But I say just, hey, give it a chance. You know, try it out. If the first 10 shots don't work out, it's only $3 for the year. That's $3 US. And it's very, very reasonably priced to give it a go. You know, and you can cancel the subscription if you want, but you'll still have it for that first year. And I mean, who knows? With the updates that come out, who knows what it'll be like? But I had this thing since its inception. I was on the earliest beta, and I've seen this thing grow from what it was to what it is, and it's absolutely incredible. How far it's come in that time. So I'm a believer in it, and you know, it's a good fun app, and that's all I'll say about it for now. But so I think the best thing we can do right now is let the interview play. And like I say, this was recorded earlier today, and I can't thank Salvo enough for doing this, because it was on basically no notice. He's in Switzerland, and there's 6 hours between us. So just before I went to bed last night, I sent him a message knowing that he would get it, you know, when he got up. And you know, he was pushed for time throughout the day, but he set a time that he could do it. And I said, okay, I'll be there. And, you know, it's just a couple of minutes over half an hour, so it's not too long. But he gives some really good insight about the app itself, you know, why they made it, how to use it, all these different things. Any questions that people might have about the app could probably be answered by this interview. So without further ado, here's Salvatore De Angelis from Reflex. And I'm on Zoom with Salvatore De Angelis from Reflex. Hello, Salvo.
Hello, Greg. Hello. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, yeah. It's great to talk to you. And thank you so much for coming online and talking about Reheld. I think it's been a pretty good launch. I've seen a lot of buzz about it on Instagram and places. And so let's start with Josh might be, you know, better to answer some of this than maybe yourself, but I'm going to try it anyway. Let's tell the folks who Reflex is, like who the guys behind these apps are.
Yeah, we are actually, when we started, we are friends, actually. We know each other much long before that the project started. We have been knowing, we've been hanging out for a very long time. Then when COVID came, we decided that we wanted to do something, and photography looked one area where we could try to do something. We were going a lot. Josh and I, we were in Switzerland. During COVID, there was not much to do. So we started get some interest in photography. And then we had a friend that does this professionally. Let's say he has a little studio, where content creation studio. So we got together and we started. That's it. We started very simple, with a very simple app. The first version of Reflex Pro Camera was very, very simple. It was just to get some foot on the ground. And as many projects like this one, they start a bit as a fun side project, a fun thing that you can do with your friends, and then it grew to something more serious now.
Yeah, I think that's an incredible accomplishment. You know, starting out just as three friends getting together and coming up with the stuff that you've built is amazing. And so Mattia, he's kind of the designer, sort of. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. So he's behind mostly the physical products. He's the one that designs them, not the optical part, but the everything that is around it, the packaging, how the product actually looks. And he's the content creator. So he's the one that makes videos. That also validates the quality of the lenses and stuff.
Yeah. Josh, he's the marketing guy.
Yeah, he is the marketing guy. He is the one behind he's the marketing guy, and also the one that mainly helps me with the UI, the graphic part of it, takes care of the App Store listing and all the social media accounts. And he also does a great job in coordinating different collaborations we do with you guys, YouTubers and Instagram. I'm mainly focused on the development, on the coding part of the apps.
Yeah, yeah. So the genius is behind these apps is you. You're the guy that writes the code, and
I write the code.
You're basically you figure out if this will work, if that'll work, and and put it in. So you have Reflex Pro Camera, Reexpose, which is a strictly a long exposure app that has the capability, and it's for raw files. And now we have Reheld.
Yeah.
So, why Reheld? Like, what was the purpose behind Reheld?
Yeah. So again, when we started, we decided to make a manual camera app. This was a decision because it's needed when you use this add-on lenses, especially on the newer yes. phones, because the let's say the native camera app starts switching crazy the lenses yeah, because yeah. It's not made for that. So we needed anyway an app that could allow the use of the lenses. Mm-hmm. And of course, since we are making an app, then we thought, okay, we come from the DSLR. And we saw that there was the possibility, because other apps before us were doing it, we saw the possibility that there were manual controls. So we thought, okay, we cannot make just something simple, the switched lenses. We have to make something more. After that, obviously, there is this part of long exposure, right? And when I started working on it, I tell you the full story. So when I started working on it, the aim was to include it in Reflex Pro Camera as well. Mm-hmm. But there were other apps that were doing this. So we thought, okay, so this is possible. We will also do it. Then along the way, testing and non-testing, we actually saw that most of the other apps were not producing super good results. So there was only one app that is the Moment app can actually do very good long exposures in this processed image format. So we thought, okay, there could be a market for it, and we started developing it. Then Mario came out with this RAW long exposure, so the even longer came out, and of course this was something that was in my mind since the very beginning, but I overlooked it. I just gave up on it because I could not find a good. I mean, I was learning how to deal with the APIs and stuff. Mm-hmm. So once I got the time, I thought, okay, there is this possibility, so we introduce it as well.
And this is re-expose you're talking about.
This was then re-expose.
Yeah.
And then testing these apps around, then there was the thing, oh, it would be very good if we could do this without the tripod.
Mm-hmm.
And because sometimes you don't have it with you. Especially like when you just go around with friends, you know, you are in these situations where sometimes we all know, sometimes we go out to actually take pictures, right? To do our photography trip, to go and take the best pictures we can. But at least in my experience also, because I have many friends that are not photography passionate people, it is sometimes I feel a bit bad to bring my tripod and setting it up because I will be the one slowing down the group. And then, of course, it comes this, it would be nice to do a handheld long exposure. This was the first thing that came up to our mind. But there is also another reason. I think there is a lot of interest in photography in general with iPhones, right? Apple takes yeah. great care of their cameras, and everyone loves to take pictures with their iPhones. Mm-hmm. But not everyone likes the process of setting up a tripod and then maybe take a picture in RAW, and it's a bit dark and you have to now edit in Lightroom. This is for professionals. So then we figured that there could be a market for an easy long exposure app that you don't need any tripod, you don't need to adjust exposure and focus manually and stuff. Something very, very simple that would just allow you to take the long exposure. Mm-hmm. We knew Spectre was there, but in my testing, most of the time, the app was producing the results are good. They did this some years ago, and I think it's still a good app, but it's an app that it's not been updated since long time. Many times the results are a bit soft, And it is limited to 9 seconds. And as a matter of fact, it's actually limited to 3, 5, and 9 seconds. So we thought there is space. There was space for building something also on this topic on the ground. This is why we then developed Rehelt.
Yeah. And I think having the ability to go for 30 seconds is really good. To talk about the actual taking of the photo, I find like for a waterfall, quite often I find the longer you can go, the better it looks. You know, it just smoothens out the water that much more.
Yes.
And, 30 seconds, it's incredible. And so now let's kind of talk a little bit about, well, I'll get into how the app works in a minute, and I don't want you to give away secrets. Don't worry about that.
It's okay.
You know what? Let's start with how the app works, and then I'll get into how to use the app. Let's do that. Uh-huh. So the way the app works is it uses I'm just gonna kind of give my thinking on it, and you can tell me if I'm right or wrong, but I believe that it uses the sensor, you know, the stabilization in the sensor to keep everything in line as it's stacking the frames, and then it averages out the frames, you know, and I think that's typical of how these long exposures work. I like to call them long exposure sequences as opposed to long exposure, because they're basically a sequence of images put together. Now, would that be a fair assessment as to how Rehelt works?
So the second part is correct. Rehelt works as any other long exposure app out there, no matter which one. We take many frames and we average them together in some clever way to produce the long exposure. This it's no secret. This is a technique that is called frame averaging. You can do this in Photoshop if you have the patience to take many pictures and then stack them together. But apps like ProCamera or ProCamera does it in the processed formats or Reexpose takes many raw photos and then stack them together. Rehelt is no different in this, the second part. What Rehelt does more compared to, for example, ProCamera or Reexpose is that aligns the images. Now, as I said, the second part is correct. The first one, it's not correct, because if you just use the optical stabilization in the sensor, this would not be nearly enough.
That is
very good. The stabilization in the phone, the built-in optical stabilization is very good for videos, because you don't care that pixel by pixel the images are aligned. You just want an overall stable frame, right? And it's very good when you also, you know, take a quick snap, only a single image, and to avoid the blur in that single image. But for a long exposure, this will not be good enough. So what the app does is that it figures out how to align the images by software.
And, okay, so this is why you say there's AI involved.
Yes, there is an AI involved. There is a neural network that is just being trained in aligning the images. Here is the thing. This is very hard. It's not easy to do. Because if you just think a second about it, what do your hands do while you try to keep steady? How many movements and combination of movements you are going to do? Because most people would think, oh yeah, move left, right, up and down. But that is not the case. You also tilt the phone in the three axis. And you also move the phone, let's say, backward and forward. What happens to the image when you do all these movements, and how do you actually then figure out things and align things? This is where the difficulties in this app lie. And this is also where why if you're not steady enough, the app fails, because it fails in two ways. It can fail two ways. One way is that you are not you're moving too much and the algorithm gets confused. It cannot figure out how to align the images. Or, and that's the second most subtle way, that the algorithm knows what you're doing. It aligns the image, but the two images, they cannot be stacked on top of each other because there is some compression in the image. So let's say something got bigger and something got smaller move. Mm-hmm. And if you now take this at the pixel level, it takes very little for this to happen. And this is, obviously, at least in my testing, if once you get a good practice with it, it should work most of the times.
Yeah. I've had more success than I have failure. That's for sure.
This also happens to me. David, in his videos he's steady as a rock. He always gets incredible results. Maybe he's really, really steady. But I can also see that some other people struggle with it. And this is fine. Let's say, of course, the app is now 3 days old. So it will get better in the future. Mm-hmm. But I would say in general, this is a bit of a different photography app. So you would expect from a good photography app that if you do your job right, you get consistent results, right? You get the good results every single time. But now, here we are factoring in the movement of your hands, which is a totally random process. It can be that even without you realizing, you get one photo is great, the second photo you move too much and it's wrong. So I would like people in this sense to be a bit patient with it. And do not think that it's necessarily the app's fault. Yeah, of course it's the app's fault. Maybe there is some other more clever algorithm that I'm using that will compensate for everything, which I doubt. Mm-hmm. But in this app, the user stability, it's very important. So sometimes it's not the app's fault. It's the user that is moving too much. And again, the movements can be subtle. It's not only that you move left and right. You could also bend the phone too much. And then
if you're standing out in a place that has a fair bit of breeze or some wind, that's going to move you more than you think it would.
Yes. Yes.
So now to go to how to use the app.
Yes.
What I do. And some of my best shots have been made by actually resting my arms on a railing or a tree or something to really help keep it still. And yes. I've had phenomenal image quality. Yes. You know, like the slightest little twig is nice and sharp. There's no movement in it because I'm holding myself really still. Now, the thing about this is, so some people might say, well, why don't you just use a tripod? Well, that's the whole idea, is that if you go out and you don't have a tripod, and if you learn how to use the app to get the best results you can, I mean, these are just some of the ways that you can do it. I've had really good luck with just holding the phone without any support. But what I do is I squeeze my elbows into my body, and if it's not too long of an exposure, I'll hold my breath, or I'll take a deep breath and slowly exhale while it's making the exposure, and I've had really good luck with it. So you know, there's ways to adapt to using the app and make it work best for you.
Exactly. So whatever we're going to say now, there will be people that say, even though I did what Greg is suggesting me, would say, but it doesn't work for me. And there would be people say, no, but actually for me, I just hold the phone in one hand and it works every time. So because there is users and users. We had a lot of fun with Josh with this because he is not steady at all. Oh. He shakes a lot, and I'm much steadier than him. And it's like, man, what do you have? Like, that's how it is, right?
Yeah.
The thing is, it should be possible to to do it just freehand. Okay, maybe two hands, but just freehand without doing any fancy thing. So what we are now releasing very soon, it will be maybe in a week or two, is a smart indicator. So the app will indicate how much you move. So it's going to be like a cross. I don't know if you've seen, it's inspired by the native camera app. When sometimes you do long night photos, that there is this cross that actually drifts depending on how much you move, right? So it's inspired by that. So there will be one cross that is fixed and one cross that is moving. Mm-hmm. And this cross will kind of guide you, because one of the movement that can ruin the picture is the drift. So of course there is the shake, but you don't realize sometimes you are shaking, but while you're shaking, you're actually drifting consistently in one direction. And of course, if you drift too much, then it's over. It cannot move that much the algorithm. So, but then having this little cross will show you that you are drifting, and then you will move back. And as long as the cross doesn't move too much crazy, you will actually intentionally shake the phone to keep the cross in the center. And that, I think, like my hypothesis is that will help users in using the app. So now we are rolling out the beta to our beta testers and see what people say. And if it's something that is useful, then we will also release it in, it's ready. So we'll release it in a few days, maybe.
Okay. Now another thing that I've been hearing is the ability to do light trails. Now, David Addison covered this very well in his review video, that it's not really made for light trails.
No, yeah, correct.
And I think that's, the biggest thing about Reheld is that it's supposed to be a fun app. It's just, it's not, you don't want to take a long exposure photo with Reheld and expect to create an image that you can enlarge and sell for hundreds of dollars.
Exactly.
This is a fun app for people who want to get a long exposure. If you want light trails, you're going to have to go with either the slow shutter feature in Reflex or with Re-Expose.
Exactly. You
know, and Re-Expose is for, in my opinion, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's for the more serious photographers who can, learn how to use it. And then, because it takes a lot of post-processing and everything else to go along with that, right? Don't expect folks to try to get light trails with Reheld, because that's not really what it's for. It can be used, though, for like ICM or intentional camera movement images.
So let's talk about light trails. We are also the developers of Programmer and Re-Expose, and light trails are there. It's not that I don't know how to put light trails in. It's just that it will not work. And this also you can try with Spectre. Most of the times it doesn't work. And there is a reason for that. So as we said before, the app takes multiple images. It aligns them and stacks them together. Mm-hmm. That's what it does. Now, with light trails, to avoid this segmented lights or Morse code effect, what you do with Procamera or Re-Expose or any other long exposure app for that matter, is to bring your shutter speed as long as possible, so that in every single frame, there is a long trail of light. By default, because you have shutter open for 1 second. Mm-hmm. Then now we are stacking many long segments of light that creates this reverse, the continuous lines. But this is against what Reheld wants to do, because if I take the shutter speed open for 1 second, I cannot align what's happening in that 1 second. So every frame will be blurry.
Right.
So for Reheld to work, every frame needs to be sharp. So the shutter speed needs to be fast enough so that in every single frame is sharp. And this is why if I would put a light rail function, you will get a lot of dots of lights instead of having a light rail. This is why for now, I'm not sure, maybe in the future I'll find something clever to solve this problem. But for now, I prefer not to put it there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that makes good sense. And in all honesty, you have light trails covered in two other apps already. So
yes,
in my opinion, I don't think it's really needed in Reheld. Reheld has its place in the in the series of apps, and I think it's wonderful. I was going to make another point. Oh yes, so Reheld will really shine on newer devices, but it will work on anything that runs iOS 16. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct. Okay. So the phone needs to have a neural engine. But I think that right now, everything that supports iOS 16 has a neural engine. So it should work on every phone that can download the app. Obviously, as everything. The newer and the more powerful is your phone, the better it would be. I cannot do anything about it. This happens also in the other two apps. Reexpose will average more frame if you're using a 14 Pro compared to if you're using an iPhone XS. It's just more raw power that the app can harvest. But it should work. And this means that maybe for very short exposures, if you have a 14 Pro, then Reheld will average more frames and you will get your long exposure. If you have something older or an SE that where the chipset is less powerful, then you average less frames. But that's basically how it is. Then just go a bit longer.
It'll
work.
So are there any other features that you can talk about that are coming out maybe aside from
But it's not secret. So the first feature we are going to put there is this smart indicator. Provided that the beta tester will say, oh, actually, this is something useful that we want to use. I think so, because for now, I'm the only one that has been testing this, but I want to see also what other people say. It's not going to be an app where we're going to add many things. Again, we will not put manual controls or all this stuff. We have other apps for that. But most likely we will put, we'll include EXIF's metadata in the photos.
Yes, I noticed that's missing,
There is a reason why they're missing now, but it should be an easy fix to include it.
Okay.
Another fun thing. So Reheld would be, as you say, fun. So all the things we're going to improve it will be fun things to have. So another fun thing that I would like to put is to save the video. The long exposure video.
Yes, that would be good.
As well. And another thing maybe, and I'm just talking out of my head, maybe you are going to also, let's say you capture a 30-second exposure, then maybe the app will save an image every 5 seconds. So say or something like that, so you can choose if something goes wrong during the 30 seconds, maybe you have 20 seconds that it's good and you can choose that picture. So these are the things that I was thinking these days to include and implement and all things that I can do. So it seems this is
and that actually gives me an idea that I'll talk about it off the air after we finish recording. I'll just mention it to you before we sign off here. But I think that gives everybody a really good idea of what Reheld is all about. And I can't thank you enough for coming on and talking about it, Salvo. Folks, if you want to see what this app is capable of doing, just go on Instagram and do a search for the hashtag Reheld. And I should also mention the contest that you're having. If you get the app and you, you know, you have 10 free images to try before you have to either subscribe or pay for the lifetime, which are both so reasonably priced, it's sickening. I would suggest that if you're not happy after the first 10 shots, just subscribe for 1 month. It'll only cost you a couple of bucks.
And yeah, it's 1 year, actually.
Oh, it is, too.
It is 1 year.
That's right. Okay, a one-year subscription.
It's 1 year for $3 right now. You can even just subscribe and then cancel your subscription. You still have it a year.
Okay, so, I mean, that's incredible. So if after 10 shots you don't get the results you're looking for and you want to keep trying, subscribe for the first year at $3, and you know it varies depending on which country you're in. And then so you could put the hashtag reheld contest. Is that it? I think it's reheld contest on your posts.
Yes.
And
yes.
You could be selected to get a free lifetime subscription to the app. And even that though, the lifetime is only about $8.
$8.
It's so well priced. Yeah, it is so reasonably priced. It's crazy. And but give it a try. But you look for these hashtags and you'll see what people are doing with this app, and it's gonna blow your mind. You know, I saw one on Instagram where somebody was a passenger in a car and they were following this truck along the highway, and the truck is clear in the image. And everything else is blurred. It's just a really very smart way to use the app. Yeah. And you know, there's so many possibilities. So, thank you, Salvo, for coming and talking about
Thank
the
you,
app.
Greg.
And I can't wait to get this out. This segment will be included in the regular recording that I'm doing later today with Dave Bodner. And, it's going to be a good one. So thanks.
Thank you.
We'll see you sometime in the future. So that was my little chat with Salvo today. I hope you found it interesting. I know I did. And Dave, any final thoughts on it before we sign off?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it's an interesting new app. And go out there and experiment and give it a whirl.
Yeah. Yeah. I look forward to, some of the things that are coming up in the app. I think the little guidance thing in the center of the screen is going to be very helpful, especially for, trying to nail the shot every time. That's going to be huge. And, it'd be nice to see that EXIF data because right now there is none. And it's kind of disappointing, but I mean, I get it. I understand. It's new. It's fresh. It's in development still, and I'm pretty sure he'll have it nailed when he gets it on there. Excuse me. And that's our look at Reheld. We'll be playing around with it as time goes on and experimenting with it and seeing what it's capable of. Obviously light trails are out, but that's fine because there's other ways to get light trails. There's re-expose, there's reflex, even longer, slow shutter. There's all these other apps that you can use to get light trails and things like that. But this app has its place in the reflex lineup. I welcome it with open arms. I think it's a cool thing. And I've even got it on my lock screen widget because I know I'm going to be using it. So on that note, let's just tell people where they can find you, Dave.
Sure. You can find me on most social media as ProfPod, on TikTok at ProfPodPGH, and in the Facebook group is Dave Podner Jr.
Alrighty. You can find me in the Facebook group. There's links to the couple of different Facebook groups that we're in, the iPhonography podcast group, Shane Mostyn's group, Explorers of Life, Rick Salmon's group. And there will be links to Reflex's website and the Reheld page, and a link to the Reheld app in the App Store. And and don't forget, there's a contest. Hashtag Reflex contest, I think it is. Put that on social, and you could win the lifetime subscription to the app. So, and if you, like I said in the interview, if you go to Instagram and look up the hashtag Reheld, some of the stuff people are posting is amazing. Yes, I do remember saying that, talking about that with Salvo, and it's amazing what people are doing with this cool little app. So, give it a go. All right. Well, I guess we will see everybody on the next one. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Ray. Have a great one, everyone.